This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. There is a situation that deserves your full attention. Reports now indicate the dead are rising from their graves. For you and your family's sake, please remain calm.
Nobody has left the air, reeks of death. This is my final message, perhaps from Epitaph. Holding my Beretta and my Winchester, the undead are coming in hordes of fester. Sometime last semester there was an investor in biological experiments, and he would pester the town for free space so he could have a place to work on his race at an extraordinary pace. Everybody wondered who this man was under. Some wanted to tear his doors asunder. Then he made a blunder with a swelling of thunder. Came the disease spreading, it was not encumbered. People started dropping in graves, started popping bodies with limbs, fogging with march without stopping. Cops had no chance, it was our turn to dance. Zombies malevolent, but much to our dissent. Reports never end, there was no alternative. We threw out the wounded to avoid contamination, then came instigation during the duration of our final stand at the old gas station. David got so crazy, eyes getting lazy, voice sounding hazy, he was getting quite shady. In between shifts, I was sleeping sound, till I woke to him popping two kids full of rounds. He saw scratches on their necks and arms, caused him alarm, for he did them harm. He was long on the way to the funny farm, when he blew up the station, it was without charm. Now I'm on my own, all my nerves are blown. I look throughout my home for a working telephone, but there are no dull tones, I'm truly alone. See broken tombstones and it chills me to the bone.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. If you are showing symptoms, you should seek medical attention. We urge all residents to remain calm, though it's evident that safety is now distant and lawlessness is so rampant. You are advised to stay indoors until there is more assistance in the area. This could be mass hysteria. The local government is handling the situation. For all subsequent information, please stay tuned into this station.
Two strikes, something's dead. You aim for the head, though you can end them through incineration. They come in congregations, moaning salutations. They can swarm the nation without any volition. When they get close, they go for the shoulder. The routine is getting older every time I touch my holster. Three clips left with no weapons broken. My senses I must bolster, I'll hold like a poster. Voice on the radio says that help is coming. They must not be running, because I still am gunning. No sense in shunning the undead cunning. Every time I find a hiding place, they're discovering. I'm not recovering, I feel like I'm hovering. All the heat is smothering, I'm starting to see things. No sleep in 2 days, running to the highway. It is too late, it's collapse, means no escape. Time to flee again, terror never ends. Blasting through zombies, my life I must defend. Now I'm surrounded, less human impounded. In an old shack, grounded on a burial mound. And no compromise for the buzzing of flies. Circles under my eyes, from outlasting demise. I hear the ravenous cries, and if I were to die, I'd stand back up and join the lines. Here's my advice, and I won't say it twice. There's no roll of the dice that'll save your life. Their wrath is cold as ice, no effort will entice them to stand down, but your brains might suffice. Running is done, done firing the gun. It is such a bad pun that my remaining bullets total one. Now I'll take the barrel before they snare. I'll lock myself and leave this hell.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. They have dubbed this massive syndrome as a threatening condition. The government must resort to violent means to prevent any spreading of this horrible disease. Survivors are advised to leave the area, take flight. Though this drastic measure may still plan